Sorry.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, young ladies and young gentlemen, too. Thank you all for being here tonight. It is awesome to see this auditorium so packed. This is the regular board meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Kaneateo Independent School District. It is January the 24th, 2017, and the time is 5:36. Sonia, would you please call?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Brigham.
Present.
Ms. Fritzl.
Present.
Mrs. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Mr. Rodriguez
is here.
Yeah.
He'll be joining us shortly, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Trout.
Present.
Mrs. Searles.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Thank you. B, Pledge of Allegiance.
Would everyone please rise with us to pledge to our flag? American flag on this side, Texas flag over here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas. One state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you very much. Please be seated. We have two new board members that were just elected in November, and I'd like to have them read our mission and our vision statement. Ms. Trout, could you please read our mission statement?
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Vision statement. Kaneateo ISD is a premier school district with nationality ranking. Multiliterate graduates ready to excel in college, their careers, their community, and in life. Vision statement.
Will be, and we'll have the vision statement from the whole down other side of the table from Ms. Brigham.
Good evening, everyone. The mission statement. Kaneateo ISD's purpose is to provide high-quality educational experiences that will inspire and prepare all students to apply the knowledge and skills necessary to become effective leaders and productive citizens.
Thank you, Ms. Brigham and Ms. Trow.
So, I'd like to respond.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Trow's daughter enlisted in the Air Force. And I want to thank you for your service. So if you're a veteran in the military, I'll put your merits. Will you please stand and be recognized?
All veterans.
You're a veteran.
All right.
Yes. Thank you. This country would be what it would be for you serving our country. So thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Galavis, and thank you all for serving. And Sonia, would you take us to the next agenda item, please?
Yes, ma'am. Item number 2, board honors.
A recognition of the Kaneateo High School varsity football team for being District 2 5A champions, winning by district, advancing to the area round of the playoffs, and finishing the season with an 11-1 record. Fourth, the standing order will be stated.
because we're
and you've got some room.
Okay. And then, Board, I'll just have you step down this way a little bit.
Sure. Do you
want to stay? Right here.
Okay.
Right here.
We need to do the
ready?
For the record, that Mr. Rodriguez.
I'm drunk.
So green.
And Mr. Rodriguez has joined us now. Thank you, sir.
Good evening. Board President Searles, members of the board, and Dr. Gallagher. We will now begin our monthly board recognitions. This season, Friday night in Canutio was met with excitement and hope as the Canutio High School varsity football team made another historic run in the playoffs for the third time in 4 years.
Can you get them around him to join Dr. Bellavista over there?
Then,
go around the back, the board members.
Slackers, the Eagles won the district 2-5-8 crown against Eastlake. The following week, the Eagles defeated Burgess at the first round by district playoff game. Then, still undefeated, Canutio advanced before falling to Abilene Cooper in the area round of the playoffs at Grandview Communications Stadium in Midland. Join me in recognizing the Canutio Eagles football team and coaches for another record-breaking season with an 11-1 record. Thank you very much, Board of Trustees. You may now be seated.
Special presentation, presentation of school board recognition month program.
Good evening. Welcome parents, students, staff, and the Honorable Board of Trustees. My name is Liza Rodriguez. I'm the Public Information Officer here at Canotillo ISD. I am happy you've joined us for this very special presentation our students have in store for you. Across the state of Texas, local school districts celebrate School Board Recognition Month in January. And Canotillo ISD wishes to thank our Board of Trustees for their